Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
But some of the farms that we work with are 10,000 acres, 15,000 acres, 20,000 acres that have grown over time to that size. And suddenly, they've come to the realization that the way they used to manage their landowner relationships is no longer working because they're suddenly dealing with 150, 200, 300, 400 relationships at a time. And so these are the farms that are now looking to get better at their business, get better at the way they organize their information.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. The American Farm Bureau estimates that roughly 40% of U.S. farmland is either rented or leased. It's a reality that creates a labyrinth of contracts and agreements between farmers and landowners that the two have to navigate together. One entrepreneur is turning to the power of software to transform that challenge into an opportunity and make that relationship just a little easier to navigate. He joins us now. Welcome Shashi Raghunandan, the CEO of Oaken, to Ag Bioscience. Shashi, it is wonderful to see you.
It's great to be here, Mitch.
Eager to dig into this reality that is this complex web between landowners and farm operators. Before we jump into how Oaken is addressing this market, just give us a feel for what does that compendium of challenge look like in farmland and farmers?
Let's start with the macro then, and then I'll kind of zoom into what that looks like at a farm level. But essentially, at the macro level, you know, there are three trends that are shaping the industry today. The USDA estimates there's a total of about 2 million acres of farmland that has reduced in overall farmland kind of acreage between 2003 and 2004. So you have this large macro of reducing acreage on farmland. From a farm size, the number of farms with larger operations is increasing over a period of time, and that's been continuously true in the U.S. over the last 5 to 10 years. And then finally, from a landowner perspective, there is a generational shift coming, Mitch. There's about 30% of all farmland will be in transition over the next decade or so.
Wow.
And so you have this kind of dynamic, which is very unique, which is overall land is kind of getting reduced in terms of farmland. You have farm sizes increasing, and you have this landowner transition that's happening as well. And when land transitions, you're typically transitioning from one landowner to multiple landowners. So this farmer that's kind of consolidating the farming operation or trying to grow larger and trying to grow their farming operation is suddenly dealing with a complex number of landowners on the other side of which, and they have inherited the land. They're trying to understand how the asset is performing, and there's contracting relationships that need to be passed back and forth. There are payments that need to be made. There's correspondences that need to be sent on how they're stewarding the land, all kinds of back and forth that happens right through the year. And guess what? In the Midwest, corn and soy, typically those leases renew every year. So this is a year in and year out operation, right? So you have this kind of dynamic that's playing out at the macro level. And how does it translate at a farm level now to your question? I think at the farm level, what you have is farm operations have been growing steadily over the last couple of years. Now, in the past 10 years or so, when they were trying to manage these leases, manual operations would have been just fine for them. They could have done it on an Excel file, manual folders that are tucked away somewhere, gathering dust and, you know, adding more pieces of paper over a period of time. And that's fine when you're a 1,000, 2,000 acre farm operation. But some of the farms that we work with are 10,000 acres, 15,000 acres, 20,000 acres that have grown over time to that size. And suddenly, they've come to the realization that the way they used to manage their landowner relationships is no longer working because they're suddenly dealing with 150, 200, 300, 400 relationships at a time. And so these are the farms that are now looking to get better at their business, get better at the way they organize their information, and more critically, connect with the landowner in a more meaningful way. Because all said and done, if there is no farmland, there is no farming operation. And so they want to kind of grow that farmland-landowner relationship. And so they're looking at ways to do that. And that's where Oaken fits in. But at a farm level, I would say what we do essentially is what has been managed manually as farming operations have grown is something that we help digitize and help build that bridge between the farmer and the landowner.
And that bridge, Shashi, is so critical. As you talk about 150, 200 different contract vehicles that are going back and forth, they all have, in large part, unique requirements. You'll do this, you'll do that. This is how we'll manage the finances. This is how we'll manage the land. That is a key component here as well, right? Not just managing the volume, but managing the specifics in each individual.
Yeah, absolutely right. And the specifics often translate into different payment terms. And that's where it all kind of starts getting even more complicated. What used to be a simple one-page document, or sometimes just a handshake agreement made 30 years ago, is now a contract with the next generation. And they want to know what the legal terms are, when they're going to get paid, how much, what is the ROI on the land, and how it's being stewarded. It's like any other asset, right? I mean, you think of land as an asset class. As a landowner, that's probably the largest asset class you're going to have. It's like your stocks. So you want to know how your stocks are doing. And so you also want to know at the same time how your land is performing. And so I think it's just natural from a landowner perspective. So now growers have this pressure to be able to deliver that kind of experience to landowners, and so do farmland managers. And we'll get to that in a while. But to your point, I mean, all of these different contracts have different payment terms, have different times during which the payments are made, different ownership structures which need to be managed, that, you know, this person has 30%, that person has 40% ownership stake. All of that creates complexity, which takes weeks, months to sort out when the payment time comes for the farmer. And so with Oaken, I think we just make that as simple as a click of a button. Once the contract is in there, we compute all that for you. Your payment dates are set up, your ownership structures are set up. You know exactly when those payment needs to be made, and you're on top when the time comes.
It is an interesting world when you look at the economy outside of ag bioscience. We've seen the rise, you know, go back 20 years, 30 years. Mark Benioff had the idea to move everything to the cloud, really built the idea of customer relationship management. Then we see the entrance of Box and DocuSign to do all of these things in the balance of the economy. When you look at that amalgamation of different technologies, do you see Oaken really in that space, but really purpose-built for producers?
I would say absolutely yes. I think the time is absolutely now for the ag industry, for a solution like this that is broadly kind of catered to the needs of the industry, ag industry. Why so? Because ag, I think, is uniquely relationship-based. I mean, you hear that. I mean, you're in the industry. I learned that over the last couple of years. It's all about the people. It's all about the relationships. And that's how sales are made. That's how communication is done. And it kind of boggles the mind that what has been done over the last couple of years is that relationship structures have grown, but they're still very much personal, and that is all right. But as ag businesses have grown, like farming and producer operations have grown, as farmland managers have grown, as other businesses have grown, that is not scalable anymore. Grain businesses, grain elevators, others. I think the timing is absolutely right with the digital kind of revolution that's happening within ag today to be able to introduce a solution like this, which underpins or makes it easier to build that relationship. We are the digital counterpart to what you would do on a day-to-day basis. And I think the timing is absolutely right to build a Salesforce or a DocuSign, something like that, equivalent for the ag workflows. And there are specific workflows that are required in ag. And I think that's what we are kind of largely after.
Well, let's talk about it. So you give us a flyover of what is happening in Oaken. It's been a little time there, but what I really want to hear, Shashi, what are customers saying?
The customer feedback has been absolutely fantastic. So prospects and customers alike. So when we go speak with a large producer or a large farmland manager, what is the challenge that they're, and why do they find it appealing, right? Last week, we were in Minnesota with one of the largest farmland managers there. And we showed them the platform, and they used, you know, one of the company's names that we spoke of earlier, and they quickly realized that a couple of things. I mean, number one, it's super expensive license-wise, and then you have to customize all of these things to be able to suit, and the costs start adding up. And suddenly you have the software, you're not a tech shop, and you have the software that you're looking to maintain over a period of time, and you're spending every year on licensing and customization and more of that, and it's not really doing a good job. And so when they see a software that's built for the ag industry that helps their business scale in a cost-effective manner, they resonate with that. I mean, they love that. I think we've got some great feedback on the features that we've built. We've heard and listened to our customers. They want to automate certain bits of their operation: payments reconciliation, payment projections, lease management, document management, contact management. All of that which they want is curated for their needs and built out in Oaken right now. So that's why we hear some good feedback from that segment. I think from the farm segment, which is the other segment that we service, the large producers, the feedback has been equivalent. We work with some of the large farms in Indiana today. And so the things that we hear are interesting, that as the new generation of farmers have stepped in to take over from their parents, and this particular use case was they got handed, I would say, 100 folders saying, okay, these are the landowner relationships I used to manage. It's yours now. I mean, go ahead and run with it. So they're kind of going through 100 folders, trying to map out who's who do I need to be in touch with? You know, how do I kind of manage this quantum of business? And how do I grow it, more importantly? And they've realized that there's a need for a better way to do it. Not only do they want to digitize it to make their problems go away, but they want to do it so that they can leave a better farming operation for the future generation, so that they're not doing the same thing as they look to pass it on to their kids. And so that's been a particularly interesting feedback for us as well. So they're setting things up so this business lasts generations more to come. And that's the way they see this operation.
That durability is a key piece of what the future of Ag Bioscience will be. We'll dig into how Oaken's tackling it. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of health care has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, talking with Shashi Raghunandan, the CEO of Oaken. Shashi, we've talked a lot about the challenge that Oaken solves and how Oaken's uniquely tackling it. This is a labyrinth is probably the only word that I can use to describe just this complex inner network of networks. As you look at this farmer and landowner relationship, you could have solved a lot of different problems within this, identified a lot of different challenges to go tackle. How did you find this? How was it that this is what we want Oaken to solve? How did you find that job to be done?
I think I need to give a shout out to the program that I went through. So as you know, Oaken came out of Purdue University's Dial Ventures program. And so this is a program that gets fellows on board for 6 months to come explore the industry and kind of hone in on a problem that they'd like to solve for. And if they find an investable idea out of that, they give the money to set it up and get going. So my background, actually, interestingly enough, was in payments and financial services. So I spent about 10 years at MasterCard. And when I came into as a fellow into Purdue Dial, everything was a payment problem for me. I wanted to do payments.
Right.
And my first thing was to go ahead and look at where are the large payment flows happening in the ag industry today? What are farms paying for? And how do I help digitize it? It was a very rudimentary way of doing it. And so I looked at the top ones. Obviously, labor is one of them. And then there's, you know, they buy their inputs and everything else. All of those seem to be solved for with companies that were either set up prior or, you know, some other companies that were tackling it on, you know, on the grain elevator side, for example. But this particular part of it, which was the $30 billion in lease payments that are made annually, that caught my attention for two reasons. $30 billion is a large payment volume, right? By any stretch of imagination. That's just in the US. I mean, the same dynamic happens in Latin America and Canada. But it got my attention and I was like, okay, there seems to be nobody looking at this problem. And why is that? And so I got speaking with, and Purdue was kind enough to introduce me with a few producers. And in the conversation with them, I think the discovery there was that, hey, it's not really a payments problem. Yes, payments is a part of it, but really it's a relationship problem. This is the dynamic that's happening. It's the number and complexity of all of these relationships and contracts and everything else. And then, yes, payments, you do make that, and that's part of the problem, but really you need to solve for the full life cycle of all that needs to be done. And so that kind of snowballed into this idea that we started. I looked across other industries. Of course, you mentioned Salesforce and there's another one in commercial real estate called AppFolio, which is interestingly has solved that problem for commercial rental units. And really the idea for me was, hey, why cannot we set up something that's meaningful in the ag industry that does what AppFolio has done for the commercial real estate and do that for the ag world. And that's how the pitch began. I was fortunate enough that Purdue found it interesting to shortlist it and then invest in. And then we got some further investors down the road. But to your point and to your question, how it all got started was my background in payments and me trying to look at this $30 billion thing. And then it kind of moved from there. But yeah, that's how it all got set up.
As you look at that time in financial services writ large, you've come into ag. You've worked with a lot of different producers, a lot of different landowners. What's different here versus what you saw in financial services?
It's a world apart, Mitch. It's two different worlds. Financial services, I spent some time abroad in Singapore, India, and then moved to the US. Been here for, you know, 7-8 years now.
Just moved to Indiana.
Indiana, yes.
Which is fantastic.
2 months ago. I mean, there's a history to that. I'll touch upon it. So I was in Connecticut, to your point. In Connecticut, and that's where my office was there. And so that's where I kind of established a little bit of a base there. But the worlds could not be more different. I mean, financial services is a little bit more impersonal for obvious reasons. It's large. It's more impersonal. It's more deal-oriented. It's a lot more kind of back and forth. There's the warmth of relationships is not quite there. And people tend to transition in and out frequently. It's not family oriented. And so as a result of which, you're finding a lot more professionals kind of in that space, which is good in one way, but on the downside, the relationships are not quite as deep. My move into the ag industry has taught me so much about the importance of that foundational relationship. I mean, we are talking to family businesses that are now fifth, sixth, 10th generation farming operations, landowners, farmland managers who have held onto that land for like decades and in some cases, you know, centuries even. And so the kind of conversations, the kind of relationships, the kind of openness that they have to listen to you, push back if there's no ROI, still kind of make sure that it's a good fit for their business. The longevity of the business decisions that they take, they're not taking a decision for the next 1 year till their bonus cycle hits. They're really taking a decision for the next generation. They're thinking 20, 30 years ahead. And so the time scale of those decisions is very, very different. So to your point, I mean, it's a really different world. There are lots of aspects of it which I think are like really positive, which I've learned, I've embraced, which have benefited the company and which have benefited me personally. I hold them in high regard. And I think my worldview, I think, has changed in how an industry can work. I used to be very focused on like that side. I thought that's how the world oriented and that's how it worked. But actually, it's not true. I mean, there's a lot to learn from how the ag world operates.
There is a component, your multi-generational comment around this industry has stewarded resources, stewarded assets. There's that connection and there's this connection to food. Right? Every person on the planet is connected by food. It's just such an important place to be. I think it requires us all, and I think we all aspire to be better because of those tailwinds that are pushing us forward. Maybe time for one last question, Shashi. So many things. There's so many things you go tackle as you look at connecting those two entities together, those two parties together. What's next? What do you think about for the future of Oaken, and what can we expect to see here in the next 12 to 18 months?
We've got a pretty good and aggressive growth path. I think the number one thing we need to focus on is making sure that Oaken is scaling well and in a robust way. So getting out in front of more customers, whether they be large producers or whether they be farmland managers. And I think that's number one for us. Number two is I think we need to make our product even better. Having listened to and heard from some of these customers, we do see this large opportunity of this $30 billion payment flow that's out there. I think we want to be able to route and to be able to process some of those payments on our platform as well. So our product becomes more geared towards, you know, making the end-to-end workflow really simple. We already automate lease signings, for example. But wouldn't it be great if along with the lease signings, you could just trigger the payments from the platform? So it really becomes easy for you to manage everything on that front, making your reconciliations easier, making your payments easier. So all of that we want to bring into the platform as well. I think beyond 18 months, we want to be able to step into what we realize that Oaken brings to the table is it's like an asset reporting platform for the landowner. Essentially, once the data is in there, you've got your lease documents, you've got your photographs that the grower is sending you, you've got all the payment flows that are happening, any soil sample reports. It's really provided you a 360-degree view of what has happened on that land over the last couple of years. And so it's like, from a landowner perspective, it's like a stock portfolio e-trade account, right?
Right.
I mean, you log in and you see all this. And so we want to make it easier for landowners then to be able to make that succession planning easier, make that estate planning easier, things like that down the road. That's way down the road. But if we are successful at these two, which I'm sure we will be, it gives us the flexibility to operate in the third bucket.
Shashi, I'm grateful you've chosen to make this your profession and grateful you're doing work here in Ag. And thanks so much for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
I appreciate you having me, Mitch.
And thank you for joining us. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget, while you're online, check us out at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Fraser, saying thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Fraser, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.